My beloved hearts, as I started this conference, I, Mary, come to seal it. And I come with a gentle flame of the mother. For truly, I am in constant agreement with El Moya and with the other masters. Yet I also provide the Omega balance. And so I come with a word of comfort, gratitude, and consolation. My beloved, one of the things that can cause people to become stressed on the spiritual path is when they hear a master talk about a high vision and a high goal. And you look at yourself and say, but I am so far from being there where I should be in consciousness. And then, in recognizing the gap, you almost become discouraged and feel so overwhelmed that you sense there is no point in even trying. This, of course, is exactly what your ego wants you to feel. For then, you do not even try. And if you do not try, you cannot transcend yourself, and so you will remain stuck. But now you feel even worse about your situation than before you found the spiritual path and did not know that there was a possibility of attaining a higher state of consciousness. And so I understand that some people sometimes look at the people in the world who are living a normal life and say, or perhaps just sense subconsciously, that it was so much easier when you didn't know about the path. It was so much easier when you could just live life like everyone else and feel like if you were normal, you were okay. But you see, my beloved, the reality is that there is never any reason for you to feel that you are inadequate, as long as you are willing to take one small, doable, and believable step at a time. This is all that is required. It is a trick of the ego to get you to focus on this high goal and say, I should be the Christ right now, and since I am not, I must be a bad person. There must be something wrong with me. I must not be doing something right. And then you go into the trap of doing more, of being frantic, of running faster. And you can do this for 10 or 20 years. Yet, there is still the gap between where you are now and where you think you ought to be. It is like the donkey running to catch up with a carrot that is dangling in front of its nose. But the more it runs, the more it pushes the carrot in front of it. And so many people have done this with the spiritual path. That is why, as El Moya said, you sometimes need to step back and recognize that there is a higher approach. And this is the approach that we have been talking about throughout this conference, of being instead of doing. I will not expound upon it in detail, for it has already been done, and more will be said as time is appropriate. But I do want you to contemplate the concept that as long as you are transcending yourself and taking one step at a time, and continuing to take one step at a time, without stopping, then you are moving forward, and that is really what God wants you to do. And if you keep moving forward, taking one step at a time, you will eventually reach your goal. And so, On the one hand, there is the extreme of thinking that you need to attain this high goal, and thinking that if you do all the outer things, you must be on your way to that goal and you must be a good chela. On the other hand, there is the extreme of thinking that you could not possibly reach that goal, and therefore you are no good, and there is no point in trying. But again, there is the middle way, my beloved, and that is what we desire you to find, for that is the key to peace of mind. You see, my beloved, when you ascend, you look back at your time on earth, and you see that all of your embodiments were a journey. And then you look forward and you see that even though you are now an ascended being, way up there is the Creator and the God consciousness. And there is a long road from where you are to the God consciousness. And so you realize that life is a very long journey. And then you see that there is no point in thinking that only when you reach the end goal will you be able to relax, to feel at peace, and to enjoy what you have attained. You realize that each time you take a step forward, you have the potential to feel that sense of victory and joy. And you see that it really was pointless that when you were in embodiment, you tortured yourself by feeling inadequate. And that is what I want to impart to you today. You see, my beloved, it is so easy to think that you could not possibly attain what you see others attaining, be it this or that spiritual master. But the reality is that you can attain it if you keep moving forward. And the reality is that although there is an end goal on the journey called life, there is an almost infinite number of steps. And thus, the journey will not become enjoyable until you decide to enjoy rising from one step to the next. And my beloved, you can decide that at any level of the journey, be it in the ascended realm or here in a material universe. And I would love nothing more than seeing all of you reach that level of inner peace, of allowing yourself to enjoy the journey, allowing yourself to feel that sense of victory when you have taken one step forward. Look at the movement we have here. Look at these messengers who have no plan for what should happen 3, 6, 10 months from now or 10 years from now. They are simply moving with the flow. And you too can move with the flow, instead of feeling like you are always behind. Look at yourselves and consider what you have experienced for these 2 short days. And then realize that you have been in a different sphere. You have been in an environment that is a taste of heaven, a taste of what it is like to be in the ascended realm and be free from the duality and the ego. Perhaps you have not been able to fully see this, to fully appreciate it. But I encourage you to reflect upon this in the coming days. And I encourage you to find your highest sense of peace, your highest sense of joy that you have experienced in these 2 days. And then I encourage you to hold on to that in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Think back to that sense of inner peace and freedom and allow it to grow. Be aware that as you go forth from here, you will go back into your normal environment, and you are likely to be challenged by the forces of anti-peace who will try to take you away from peace, try to take you down from the consciousness you have glimpsed here. But if you will hold on to your highest sense of peace and carry it with you and take some time to meditate on it and allow it to grow like a plant that is being watered through your attention, then you will be able to carry that with you and maintain it and even expand it in the weeks and months ahead. And so, my beloved, as my final message, it is my privilege to tell you that we of the Ascended Host consider this conference an absolute victory for the light. It has been short, and certainly in the future we would like to see a longer conference on the European continent. Yet, despite the short duration, so much has been accomplished that we are entirely satisfied, and we indeed feel a strong urge to congratulate you with what has been accomplished here. And thus, I leave you with this sense of gratitude, this sense of victory, and I want you to feel and recognize that you have indeed performed an invaluable and incalculable service for the cause of the Ascended Host by coming together and attaining the state of oneness that you have attained, as what has been witnessed by several of the rosaries you have given, where the perceptive ear will hear that beyond the outer voices is a congruency, a oneness of heart, soul, and mind. Thus, my beloved, with all the gratitude of a mother's heart, I seal you each one, and those who had to leave early, I seal as well. And I seal this conference and this force field, and I say, you are my beloved sons and daughters, in whom I am well pleased. It is done, it is finished, it is sealed, for the mouth of the Lord, the Mother of God, has spoken it.